You can see it. We're in Arizona for Super Bowl 57. I did share a story off the very top of the program. I said, even before I got on the air, I'd already had a good day. I'd already had a good morning. Because as I was getting ready, I hear this voice behind me, "Hey, old man." And I'm like, great, it's starting already. Someone's going to talk some junk and swing around. And who do I see? My guy. He played 16 years in the NFL for the 49ers and Chiefs. Four-time Super Bowl champ, never lost, three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time league MVP, eight-time Pro Bowler, five-time All-Pro, of course, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Today, he appears courtesy of Advance Auto Parts. Of course, I'm talking about Joe Montana. Joe, what's up? How are you?
Good. I can say old man because I'm older than you.
Yeah, man. Good. Finally, I found somebody who is. Finally, man. How are you feeling, Joe? How are things?
Oh, things are going good. Yeah, can't complain. Just staying busy. As always, always good to see you.
Good to see you, Joe. By the way, we could complain, but nobody gives a damn. It'd be a waste of energy and breath, man. Nobody cares. You can complain to me all listen, but nobody else gives a damn. Let me ask you, before we get to the Super Bowl, I want to get your thoughts on Tom Brady. Were you surprised that he announced his retirement, and this time do you think it's for good?
I would imagine it's for good. I think if you look at his seasons and the way it kind of played out there at the end, you know, it was getting a little bit rougher, I think, then he actually felt that. But, yeah, I think this time's for good, I would imagine. It's tough getting this far that long. And then once you retire again, I think he's going to find it's going to take some of that pressure off. I mean, he's got a lot of money waiting for him in the booth.
A lot. Yeah, that makes retiring easier. Not only when you have something to go to, but something that pays you $37.5 million to go to. Yeah. That'll help. Hey, Joe, what about that? I'm curious, like, for a long time, I used to think, hey, man, you don't want to go out like that. You don't want to stay too long. And then I came around to, who am I to say, man? It's their legacy. They can do whatever they want to their legacy. They can go out any way they want. How concerned were you with the way you were playing at the very end and that you did nothing to ding or damage your rep and legacy?
No, I think the thing that made me retire was one of the concussions I had in Kansas City. It was something simple. I was falling. I was getting tackled, and I hit Bruce Smith's knee on the side of my head, and that one hurt. Actually, you normally don't feel him. You don't remember him. But it was like a lightning bolt went through one side of my head to the other. And, you know, and then you start looking around and looking at my kids and looking at how much I already missed them growing up and physically how I was. And, you know, the game was a little different. You know, you're taking a little bit different hits back then. And as you get older and slower, it's like,
it's hard to avoid those hits.
Well, Marty was making me lift weights to try to get stronger. And I laughed. It was one day I was running. I scrambled and run out of bounds, and a guy clipped my ankle. And I said, he goes, man, I thought you were faster than that. I go, I was at 192, but I'm 208 because you're making me lift.
Because I'm jacked. I'm jacked now.
I slowed down the steppers. So.
That is incredible, man. You know, so the other problem is, and not to laugh about it, but there is no military press for the head. There is no brain press, right? That's not a muscle. I mean, it'll get stronger if you do the right work in terms of meditation and study, but you're not going into the gym to make that stronger, right?
No, I think that's part of one of the issues with concussions is you just, no matter how the helmets, the better helmets are helping, but no matter what, just picture yourself in a car in your seatbelt. Like, if you have an accident, you're still going forward, and that's your brain inside your head, right? They can't figure out how to stop that from moving, because when you stop, your brain doesn't stop.
Exactly.
So I think that's the biggest issue they're trying to figure out how to solve. It might be unsolvable, you know.
I was going to say, is there a solution?
I don't think there is. I think the only thing they can do is better and better helmets, whatever it does to try to keep people from having head-to-head collisions. But I think it's going to be a tough road.
It's a collision sport. Yeah, Joe Montana is joining us. No matter what you do, you can try and make it safer. At the end of the day, it's still a collision sport. And let me ask you about the 49ers really quickly. Given the issue they have at quarterback, what do you think? Like, Brock Purdy was absolutely awesome. I mean, what a great, great story he was. Do you think that given the rehab he's looking at, can he get back to that point or even surpass it? Is he more than just a great one-year, one-off story?
Well, you would hope to think. I think one of the things that when you have someone who understands the offense, and I think he understood it pretty quick. You know, he picked up, you know, I don't have to make plays. I mean, look at the guys he's got around him. Those guys all make plays.
Right.
So all you have to do is, hey, there's something down there. I don't like it. give it to one of these guys. You know, Debo, McCaffrey.
Get it to your playmaker.
Get it to the playmaker.
Find mismatch,
yeah.
Get it to your playmaker.
Yeah, and Kittle, I mean, all and more to come after that. So I think he figured it out quickly. And I don't know how long that rehab is. I know it's not easy. I had an elbow issue, and mine wasn't a ligament. Mine was more of a torn muscle off the bone. Hmm. And it still took a while to get back from. So I can't even imagine. I know, you know, the medical world's had a lot of advances, and things are getting better faster, and they're doing better jobs at it. So, you know, what do you do? How do you get rid of Jimmy? It's tough, I think, because here's a guy at one. He can't stay healthy. The other guy got hurt also. So, you know, who's going to come back first from injuries? And, you know, who's one?
You should wait by the phone, Joe, because you might be the next call that they make. You know, you said, how do you get beyond Jimmy? Like, Kyle made it pretty clear that Jimmy's not welcome back next year. Like, he made that pretty clear, except we heard the same thing last year, and there was Jimmy. So, yeah. Do you think Jimmy's really gone?
I don't go down there, so this is just a guess from my side of the table. But I would think you can't get rid of him until you know what's up with Purdy, right? Because if Purdy's not back, what are you going to do? Now you're going to have to find somebody who doesn't even know your offense, because I don't think Josh is coming back. I mean, I don't think he was a fit for that offense.
Okay.
Great guy. Known him for many, many years, but I don't think he was a fit for there. But I think you have to keep him until you figure it out, because the guy's won games for you. He's won a lot of games. It's just trying to keep him on the field is the biggest issue with them. But until you find out about Purdy, I think he's...
So, Joe,
the teams, I mean, you got a great team. What are you going to do if you don't have a quarterback?
Oh, no, they're Super Bowl ready now. They're a quarterback away. Yeah. They're a quarterback away. So really quickly then, where do you come out on Trey Lance? Like, do you buy Trey Lance? Does he look to you like somebody who can have long-term success in the league? Have you seen enough to know?
I haven't seen enough of it. You know, he came from one of those, you know, read option type offenses, run the ball a lot. You got a guy playing in the game here that's done that also and has had success. But for the most part, if you can't, you got to be able to play in the pocket. And I haven't seen him enough to know if he's. I don't think he's ready for that offense yet. I think it's just my take on the few games that I saw. He's still a year away or so.
Joe Montana joining us. You know, Joe, it's kind of a generational thing. Like, when I was coming up in the business, you were always the guy. You were always the GOAT. So I've been really careful not to ever compare anybody to you out of respect to you until recently. I will admit I started to compare a guy to you, which I'll get to in a minute. But do you see anybody under center in the game right now that reminds you of yourself in any way?
I don't really look for that. I just enjoy
What do you look for?
I look for guys that just playing well at the game, you know. The other guy playing on the other side in Kansas City, he's pretty fun to watch.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, and you just can go around the league. I mean, the guy in Buffalo and the Chargers, you can go around, and there's some great young quarterbacks out there playing right now. And, you just got to enjoy what they're doing. And they all have different styles. They all do things differently. And that's why I just say it's hard to try to – people say, well, I want to be like you. I go, no, you don't want to be like me. You want to be better than me. Don't try to compare yourself. Don't, because you may not have the weaknesses that I have. They may be different. So you have to be the
player
you are.
Joe, what weaknesses did you have? I'm not saying that you didn't have any, but how did you see yourself? What did you look to improve upon? What did you consider a weakness?
I don't think I had – I don't think I threw the ball like deep along the sidelines as well as I threw it deep down the middle or anywhere else. I think that was probably the biggest weakness I had, trying to get the ball up fast enough. My arm strength was – I had really good arm strength, but I didn't have great arm strength. So if Jerry got a free release or JT, I had to hurry up and get the ball out of my hand. So right? They didn't outrun me.
Yeah, but you had something that they can't teach. You had something that they don't have. You know, aside from that, man, you had the mind, the beautiful mind. Like, you could see things that others couldn't see. I've always said this. Like, you, Wayne Gretzky, there are very few athletes that it's even hard to describe. I don't even get it. I just know that you can see things that other people can't see.
Well, I think one thing I learned when I really started to figure out Bill and understanding that offense, it was his way of teaching me how to prepare. And the preparing for practice as well as preparing for the game. And, you know, everybody says, well, you seem to know where everybody is. I go, well, okay, that's my job. I need to know everybody. But the thing about the game is, the reason you know, I need to know is because if I'm looking to work over here and I get pressure to move over here, I'm not very good at running with that thing. So I'm trying to find something.
Now when Marty put you in the weight room, dude, and bulked you up, not after bowl season.
I was going to play linebacker.
You just had a shot. All right, man. No, I could not elude the rush, but, and man, I can squat 600 now, Marty. It really is pretty funny. You know, you've had a fantastic life. As you look back on it, like, you gave everything you had to the game. The game can really take, it can give you a lot, but it can take some. As you look back, do you have any regrets? Would you do anything differently?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think I had a great career. Everybody, no matter what, you're going to have up and down years, you know, just like anybody else. And, you know, just like a normal company out there, you know, trying to sell product, whatever they're doing, you're going to have a good year. You're going to have bad years. And, you know, I did the same thing. I had a lot of good years. I had more than down years. So got to be happy about that part. But I also realized I had some damn good teams. So we had some good players and we had some great defenses.
And luck matters, right? Yeah. Situations matter.
Yeah, yeah,
luck, fit,
yeah.
System, it all matters.
When I got there and then we were 2-14, not quite the same.
Was that not fun? 2-14? Getting the crap beat out of you?
No. There was a game we were playing in Dallas, right? And DeBerg was playing and he was just getting pummeled in there. And Bill was starting to substitute. And so this Bill was standing like this, and I was right behind him. And every time he would turn, I'd turn like this. So his eyes weren't catching mine.
It's so good. Right? Did he ultimately find you?
No, he said, I wasn't going to put you in there anyway, because I think he might have caught me at one time. He said, don't worry, you're not going in there.
So That's really funny. Quickly, before I talk to you about what you're here to talk about, one last thought. What about Bill Walsh? What was your relationship like with him, man? Different dude, not an easy dude, and not an easy system. What was that like?
Intense. I mean, he was intense, and he demanded perfection of. He wanted perfection from everybody, but he really wanted it from the quarterback position. I mean, he lived through the quarterback, and you know that's why how I got to, you know, he said, look, here's the things you need to do. You need to come prepared every day, like you're playing a game, and you need to want to be perfect every day. And because if you miss from trying to be perfect, you can still be really good. But if you try to be average and just get through it,
you can suck.
And you miss, you won't be on this team very long.
So, all right.
So that kind of, you know, wakes you up a little bit. But I think the way he, you know, helps you prepare and helps you understand it, he goes, "We're going to work this, and if you don't like that, I'm going to give you a couple other guys down here. So you'll know when you have to force that or try to make that happen. But for the most part, first down, I mean, for the longest time, defenses are kind of different, right? They think differently.
Sure.
So if you hand the ball off on first down, they gain 4 yards. What do you say? You can't give up 4 yards on first down on a run. Drop back to pass. Oh, I don't like that guy. Drop the ball to the tight end. 4 yards. Same 4 yards, right? But they feel like they stopped you.
Right.
So, right. But, and the next
playing
thing,
chess.
And the next thing you know, you're inside their 25 and they're going, how'd they get down here?
I thought we got off the field. I thought we were doing great.
So it's really just funny. Having that kind of understanding. So
it's witchcraft. All right, so you teamed up with Advanced Auto Parts in their big game, most valuable play. What does that involve? What do we need to know about the program?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, for either quarterback, well, we're going to say any player that throws a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl over 25 yards, anyone who's registered at advanceautoparts.com will have a chance to be one of the 25 people picked for free gas for a year and a $500 shopping spree at Advanced Auto Parts. And believe me, it's a little tougher than they think. So if you look at the last 10 Super Bowls, there's only been touchdown passes thrown over 25 yards.
Huh.
In the playoffs right now, I think there's only been 11. And there's been 5, I'm sorry. And none of them by the two guys that are playing tomorrow.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see, and it'll be a fun promotion.
Hopefully
for everybody.
Hopefully somebody gets that, man. Free gas for a year sounds pretty good to me.
Especially if you're in California.
Especially, and we are. Joe Montana, one of my all-time favorites. Joe, so happy to see you. Appreciate the friendship, appreciate the relationship, and I appreciate you always making time for this show. Thanks so much, Joe.
Man, my pleasure, man. Always great to see you.
My dude. Joe Montana, there you go. Like I said, it's a generational thing. It depends how you come up. This is the man that I came up with. So this is why I've always defended Joe as the GOAT, 4-0 in Super Bowls. And that one thing, that it, that you can't explain. You can't really describe it. You know it when you see it. And Joe's got more of it than anybody. Thank you, Joe. Be good, my man.